How can I, in other words, overcome procrastination? Going back to our friend. Because this may be a little bit too extreme. You know that 70%, more than 70% of college students nationwide complain about procrastination. Not others' procrastination, their own procrastination. The other 30% are in denial. No. Over 70%. Now, procrastination is associated with lower levels of happiness, weakened physical immune system, higher levels of stress, and could also lead to depression. Not a very high correlation, but there is a positive correlation between the two. Fortunately, though, there's a lot of research on procrastination and research that can actually help. And the research is done at the University of Carleton in Canada, where they have an actual procrastination research group. And I went, I browsed them. You can go on their website, great website, and there are great pictures there. And one of the set of pictures is from their yearly conference on procrastination, which is remarkable. So here are some photos from that very important conference. So on the first day, they all arrived and they got together for a meal. And after they got together for a meal, they had another meal because they were hungry a few hours later.